All right, well, this morning, I'm not going to preach to you. I'm going to preach to myself, so you guys can just listen and enjoy. No, you know, sometimes, you know, I always kind of explain how I get my messages a lot of times because I just do. Most people don't want to let you in on any secrets. But this morning, I got my message because I was going through some situations and having a tough time mentally, just because sometimes, you know, we kind of forget what the Word of God says. And so I got a hold of some scriptures that bless me, and I want them to bless you. They're scriptures we all know. How many Rhema graduates are here? How many Rhema graduates? Amen. I know we have a number of Rhema graduates, probably a number of watching online. And a number of you who have gone to school over the last, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, probably had my class, personal finances. Anyone have my personal finances class? Yes. And that's where we talk about money. All right. And one of the things we talk about is budgeting money. Anyone remember that? I know you probably weren't good about budgeting money. And so I try to live on a budget for the most part. I should say we try to live on a budget because, you know, it doesn't work. If I try to live on a budget, my wife doesn't try to live on a budget. We have to both, you know, that happens in a lot of houses, but we try to live on a budget. And, you know, but there are some times that some things happen or some expenses come your way that you didn't know that you were going to have, or you didn't think you're going to have, or things cost more than you thought they were going to do. Or when it's, you know, just things pop up, like you got to pay it immediately. You know, it's happened sometimes. So some of those things happen in May, and then more of those things happen in June. And I'm like, okay, it's July. I'm telling my wife, see, you know, personal finance class, I said, if you're going to spend more money here, you're going to spend less money there. And I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I haven't got down to the Rhema noodles thing or whatever. I mean, I'm not doing that bad. All right. But I mean, you know, it just happens sometimes that I've been spending more, you know, more money. And I don't know if you realize that gas is going up, groceries are going up. You know, I'm not going to blame anybody. We're just going to praise God. All right. But, you know, it just seems that every time I turn around trying to save money that another bill pops up. And so I've been getting frustrated. Anybody else been getting frustrated maybe recently financially, you know, spending more money, or maybe things happened that you didn't really think they were going to happen? Just like the other day, I was, you know, here we are, it's July, we're trying to save money, and we get this email. Most of you know that I'm raising my granddaughter, and so get the email. She's going to be a cheerleader next year, and it's like, okay, you need to buy her cheerleading uniform for next year. You got to buy it now, and you got to buy it immediately because whatever. My wife didn't see the email, you know, whatever. So it was like $300. Remember, I'm trying to save money. Cheerleading uniforms aren't cheap. $300, whatever. So I'm like, you know, just got to do it. So I have been kind of not real happy here around the house, whatever. You know, just, and my wife the other day was like, so, you know, have you read the Bible? So I went to one of my scriptures that I read. And we all can quote it, but I'm going to read it from the King James because that's how I learned it. Philippians 4:19. Anyone remember that scripture? Philippians 4:19 says this, "But my God." You know, we can stop right there and preach a message. You know, it doesn't matter all the things that are going on in your life, whether it's financial, physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever it might be, whatever is going on in your life, whatever looks like that it's not going to happen, you know what? But my God. But my God. You know, maybe you're going through a tough time. Just remember these three words, but my God. My God will take care of whatever's going on in your life. Now, you understand it says, but my God. It doesn't just say, but God. It says, but my God. Now, here's this, you know, there's a difference. You know, there's God and there's your God. You say, well, yeah, it's the same thing. No, it's not, because if you personally know your God, that, see, there's you know, there's a lot of fathers in the world, and there's your dad. Now, you know, I know the way I always was taught that whatever my dad had, so did I. I mean, you know, it didn't, I never really asked. I remember one time that normally we go to the one lake, decided to go to another lake. I just picked up the boat and hauled it to the lake. I didn't even ask my parents whether I could take their boat to the lake because they weren't using it that weekend. All right. And so I took it. You know, it's because it was my father's, and whatever my father has also belongs to me. You know, because I know that he's not going to say no, so just quit asking and just do it. But, you know, the thing about it is, whenever you get a personal thing, you know, this is my personal God. Man, I don't know how people make it without God. I mean, you already have an advantage right there because you have the "but my God" scripture. But my God, my God. Now, some of you don't understand that because you don't understand how good your God is. You don't understand that your God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son to change your life, to change your destiny, to change your future. You know, and my God is concerned about my finances. My God is concerned whenever I have needs in my life. And you know, let's go ahead and finish reading the scripture. It says, "But my God shall supply." Now notice it doesn't say that my God is praying about how he'll supply, or if he'll supply, or if you're good enough, he'll supply, or maybe he'll supply, or if you know, if you fast and pray for 40 days and 40 nights, he'll supply. If you give a big enough offering, he's gonna supply. If you do this, he's gonna supply. No, it says that, "But my God shall supply." Shall. I mean, you know, that doesn't mean he might supply. It doesn't mean he's praying about whether he's going to supply or not. Because a lot of people think God's up there praying, "Well, you know what? You know, I'm just trying to see if he's been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You know, you better watch out. You better not cry. God's going to get you." I mean, I know that song's more about Santa Claus, but that's sometimes how we treat God. God's trying to see if we're on our naughty list or the nice list or whatever. And if we're on the nice list, he's going to supply. And if we're on the naughty list, then he's going to condemn you. Our God doesn't condemn us. Our God doesn't make us go through. I don't care what the insurance company says. You know, it was an act of God. No, that was an act of the devil that you're blaming on God. You know, and that's what we do. You know, and it doesn't matter why we have extra bills. It doesn't matter what caused it, because a lot of people are trying to say, well, I don't understand why this happened. I don't care why it happened. Your God shall supply all your need. Now, maybe your need 3 months ago wasn't as much as your need is today. Doesn't matter. He said he'll supply all your need. Notice it didn't say he'll supply half your need. He didn't supply 80% of your need. He says he'll supply all. All is an all-inclusive word, meaning all. All right? All your need. Everything. There is nothing that you need that he won't supply. That's a song we know. All right. Said, "But my God shall supply all your need." How? "According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." By Christ Jesus. I mean, you know, it's just pretty awesome that my God shall supply all my needs. You know, actually, when I got a hold of the scripture, it made me shut up. Because before I know the scripture. We all know the scripture. You've probably quoted it a lot of times in your life. But the thing about it is, we know what the scripture says. But when things happen in the world that causes us to like wonder, because my first thing is, what am I gonna do to catch up? What am I gonna do? Well, what I should do is I should trust my God. Because the scripture says that my God shall supply all of my needs. Now, you know, a lot of people think this is a money scripture, and it could be. But what if you need something that's not financial? What if you need a healing? Well, that's a healing scripture, because that's what you need. What if you need an emotional need? Sometimes we need an emotional need. Now, I know that sometimes people say, well, you just need a hug, and they can hug them, that. But sometimes we have some emotional things going on. Whatever we need, our God shall supply. Now, he's not praying about supplying it. He's not thinking about supplying it. He's not checking his list and to see whether you're naughty or nice. Now, I'm reading here from the King James Version, but I'm going to go to the New Living Translation because, like I said, it's new, it's living, it's because I like to read different translations. And so, actually, what I was thinking about whenever I was reading the scripture the other day is I was thinking about, you know, this is the Apostle Paul talking to the church at Philippi. And so I'm thinking about, why did Paul tell the church this? So I want to go back to verse number 18. All right, Philippians 4:18. Now, most of you can't quote Philippians 4:18 because you don't even know what Philippians 4:18 says. All right, but you know what Philippians 4:19 says. You know what Philippians 4:13 says, but you don't know what Philippians 4:18 says. So I'm going to read it. New Living Translation. Paul talking to the church of Philippi. At the moment, I have all I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gift you sent me with Epaphroditus. All right. We'll just call him E. All right. I'm generously supplied with the gifts you sent with E. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. Now, you know, so basically Paul's saying, hey, guys, I have all I need and more. Now, I was thinking about this. Do you realize in the day and age that Paul lived that it takes a long time for letters to travel from one place to the other? Now, see, we live in a different day and age. Now, a number of years ago, Amazon started this thing called Amazon Prime. Anybody have Amazon Prime, two-day delivery? Well, when they started two-day delivery, everybody else had to figure out how to do two-day delivery because now we expect things happen in 2 days. I mean, you know, it's 2 days. That's normal. I mean, in fact, I've actually gone to Amazon, tried to order something. They didn't have it, so I had to go to the real website for them, and I found out I have to wait a week. And, you know, I don't want to wait a week. I want it in 2 days. You know, sometimes you can get it in 2 days, but then you got to pay $22. Well, I don't want to pay $22 extra for 2 days because Amazon doesn't make me I pay a yearly fee, you know, but we expect things to happen immediately because we're kind of geared to that. Now, remember back in the olden days, whenever you would order something, now you didn't go online to order because there wasn't an online to order it. This is before Al Gore invented the internet. Google it. Anyway, so remember these catalog things? My mom is the king of catalogs. She still gets catalogs, and they still have catalogs, not as many. I mean, and she had stacks of catalogs, stacks of them. And so I don't know. I guess because that's the way I grew up, I somehow got on all the same mailing list. I got all the catalogs, and you would go through the catalogs, and then you would order them, and then they would sometimes say, well, it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks to deliver it. Anyone remember that, 4 to 6 weeks? 4 to 6 weeks now has turned into 2 days. That was too long to wait. Has anyone ever done this? We've done this a couple of times. You know, it happens a lot of times through Facebook. Facebook, you know, the people that are trying to figure out everything you're going through, whatever, you know, yeah. Talk about stuff and go to Facebook. I mean, if you talk about buying a new car, especially if you tell them what kind, you go to Facebook and the next thing you know, they're actually giving you an ad for that same car that you were just talking about to your husband or wife. scary thing. I've done it. But on Facebook, sometimes they'll have this advertisement, you know, there's something you order, and when you order, you find out it actually came from China, or it's coming from China, and it takes like 3 months to get it. Anyone have done those kind of things, you know? And you're all upset, because I don't know how many times I've seen my wife had ordered something, and because I check my finances, and it has all these like Chinese type writing, or maybe it's Japanese or whatever. I'm like, honey, that's not going to come in for a while. In fact, we just got something in the mail yesterday that my wife ordered at Christmas time for the kids, thinking it was going to be like, you know, 2-day delivery, but it took a little bit longer. Now, I'm sure they might enjoy it or whatever. Now, what's even more frustrating is whenever you order something from, takes 3 months to get there, and it's the wrong size once you get there, because I found out that Oriental people aren't as big as some of the Americans. Now, I've actually lost, but I can probably wear it now, but when I ordered it, it didn't fit. All right, so I had nothing, you know, just didn't fit. But the deal is that sometimes that we expect things to change in 2 days. Or we expect things to happen overnight. But you know what? We just need to trust God. Now think about this. Here's Paul. He wrote to this church knowing that it's going to take a while for the boat to get there and get them to get the message. But he's, most of the time, this is what the modern day missionary would do. Hey guys, I have all I need right now, but by the time you get this letter, I might not. So just go ahead and send more. You know, but he didn't. He said, you know what? I'm fully stocked. I got way more than I need. You know, I don't know if that's a faith statement or what, but it is interesting is he said, hey, he didn't need any more stuff. He's got plenty. You know, I know that maybe you don't or I don't feel like that, but wouldn't that be awesome to say, hey, you know, guys, let's quit giving. I mean, I would love it if we had all the money that we needed here at the church and we could do everything we wanted, you know, and we didn't need you to give. We're not at that point yet, but, you know, we should be. But he goes on to say, I got all I need, but let me talk to you guys. He says, and this same God who takes care of me, see, we have the same God that Paul has. All right, this same God takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given us to us in Christ Jesus. Now, here's what I started thinking about. Has anyone ever heard a testimony of how someone got a new car or something like that, you know? Or the other day, I was flipping through Facebook and someone was showing their new house. It was really nice and awesome. Do you know, whenever we see God meeting somebody else's needs, we need to know that that same God that they have, we also have. And that same God that shall supply them their needs will also meet your needs. Or how many times I've been around on Facebook that somebody, you know, says, hey, I just want to let you know I'm debt-free. I paid all my bills off. Well, you're swimming in debt and thinking, man, I want to pay all my bills off. The same God that helped them pay their bills off is the same God that will help you pay your bills off if you believe. He's the same God that will meet your need, whatever it might be. Now, he didn't say, well, guys, I'm going to meet your need if you have things that you didn't think about and you didn't budget for, but since you've been a bad steward of money, you know, I might not help some of your needs. He didn't say that. Do you realize that sometimes the reason that we have needs is because we didn't do very well with the money that we were given? You know, I know a lot of people, as soon as they get paid, it's like, woohoo, I got paid. And they go out and spend all their money. And then they're like, well, when's next payday coming? I don't have any money. And then there's tricky people like Walmart. Tricky people. Do you realize that they put things out there on special that you might you know, if you got a lot of money and you're walking through, I was walking through Walmart the other day, and I really need a new grill or whatever, you know. I just don't want to buy one now because I'm trying to save money, okay? But they had like a grill on that I would like to have for like $150 off. Special. Right in the aisleway. It's not even the grill aisleway. I'm thinking, man, I'd like to have that grill, but we're trying to save money. All right, you know, but no, I will say I haven't asked the Lord for it but this is what I did, and maybe we should do, is that a lot of times you're saying, well, yeah, God's going to meet my need, and he knows what my need is. Yeah, but have you asked him to meet your need? Have you spoke to God about your need? Now, many of you understand, we got to go back to 16. You know, I know for some of you, 16 might have been like 3 years ago, and for some of you, it might have been like, you know, I'm not going to say 103 years ago, but it might have been like 53 years ago or something like that, all right? Depends on how old you are. But whenever you were 16, you know, and some of you, I had the privilege when I was 16 because my dad and mom were financially able to. They were able to buy me a used car. So I had a used car. I didn't have to borrow theirs. I think that's one reason they gave me the car, so they didn't, I didn't have to borrow theirs because their cars were nicer than mine. All right. But, you know, a lot of us weren't in that situation, and you're like, hey, Dad, can I borrow the car? Now, you realize that you would never be able to borrow the car unless you ask him to borrow the car because he didn't know you needed the car. Well, he might know you need it sometimes, but he didn't know when you need it or how you need it. He didn't know that you finally got the courage to ask somebody on a date. Of course, you might want to ask to borrow the car before you ask the date because then you don't have a car. But the great thing, we have Uber now. I know it might not be the coolest thing in the world. Hey, I'll pick you up in my car. I got a driver. You know, used to be a limo, and now it's a, you know, you can be in the back of a Camry. That's not yellow. You know, anyway. Or black, you know, because black limo. Yeah, I got my own car. I got my own driver. I just call them up whenever I need them. You know, so you live like luxury. But, you know, you had to ask to borrow the car, or you had to ask for things, or you know, and I found out, like my kids were never afraid to ask, hey, Dad, and actually, I don't know why they would use the term, hey, can I borrow $20? They were never going to give me that $20 back. You know, and it's kind of inflation, because I remember when I would ask my parents to borrow $5. But $5 became $20. And then when you get, you know, older, it's like, can I borrow 50 bucks or 100 bucks? I'm going to go on a date. Well, why do I have to pay for your date? Well, because eventually you want me to get married and move out, so I better start, you know, I got to start somewhere. I got to start dating. Well, yeah, but in order for you to get married and move out, you got to have your own money. So whatever. I'm just kind of. It happens. All right, but the thing about it is at some point in time, we got to ask God. So you know what I did just 2 days ago? I sat down and, you know, and I explained to God my need. Because if I want him to meet my need, I want to ask him. I want to be specific. I believe that whenever we pray, we should be specific. Now, I do believe. Now, I know we believe in healing. But going from my grandfather, I believe that when we're sick, we should go see a doctor, find out what the diagnosis is so we can be specific. I don't know how many times that I've been in the hospital with somebody going through a situation. And, you know, actually one of my favorite things to do whenever in the hospital, even with my, is, or one of the things that the best is, if I've ever been there and the doctor comes in, I'll specifically ask the doctor, even though I'm not related to the patient, but I'm like, hey, doctor, is there something we specifically need to believe God for as far as, you know, do, and sometimes they'll say, well, hey, we need the white blood cells to come down or this or that. And they'll tell you. And then when they're specific, then we can pray for that specific need. And so I just specifically told God what I needed. Because my God cares. He cares what I need. And he wants to meet my need. You say, well, yeah, but God knows everything. Yeah, but he wants to meet my need. In fact, if we go back a few verses, Paul talks about what to do when we have needs. All right? In Philippians 4, verse 6, first of all, he says this, and I like it, the New Living Translation, because it says, don't worry about anything. Now, I think we should read this scripture every day. Because it seems, especially in the day and age that we live in, that everyone's trying to get us to worry about everything. But the first thing that Paul told the church in Philippi, don't worry about anything. And right there, if you get to that point, that's a blessing. It's a blessing not to have to worry about anything. Well, why don't I have to worry about anything? I have issues. We all have issues. Everyone here has issues. All right? But Paul's telling the church of Philippi, don't worry about your issues. Instead of worrying about them, what do we need to do? It says, pray about everything. Now, you realize a prayer is just asking. Man, when I'm going through a situation, maybe we don't realize that we should have a personal relationship with God. You know, it's not just about God knowing you, but about you knowing God. And I always think back, now, I thank God that I had a great relationship and still do with my parents. Now, I always, you know, not that I don't love my mom. I do love my mom, and I should talk to her more because she controls the finances. And whenever I need financial stuff, I talk to my mom more than I talk to my dad. Because if I talk to my dad, then he'll go, hey, honey, can I have some money? Because that's what works. My mom controls the money. So if it's financial, I usually talk to my mom. Unless my mom said no when I was younger, then I would talk to my dad and beg my dad to beg my mom. You know, that kind of stuff. But you know, when I talk here, I try to talk about my dad, even though sometimes it was my mom, because I'm trying to talk about my father in relationship with Heavenly Father. And see, if we have that kind of relationship with our parents, you know, and our parents care about us, all right? And so if my parents care about me, then I would always talk to them and tell them, hey, Dad, I kind of got myself in trouble, you know, and I kind of need money. Now, usually when it comes to money, I said I talk to my mom, but you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I remember one time at them, I don't know, it was about 35 or 36, and you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still go to your parents. And I remember I told my mom, I need $300 right now, you know, to pay a bill or something like that. And you know what? My parents always have been able to give it to me. Because now I wouldn't ask them if I didn't know they had the wherewithal to do it. I'm not going to make them suffer, so I don't. So, you know, I don't have to suffer. But you know what? Your God is not going to suffer for the extra $1,000 that you need. But our God's so awesome. And so right here it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. The next thing it says, tell God what you need. See, when you tell God what you need, he can meet your need, but just tell him what you need. What is it? What do you need that I need to meet? So just tell me what is your need is. And so I specifically 2 days ago, I laid out what I needed. All right? Because I need it. Because you know what? I'm tired of see, first of all, I was not doing Philippians 4, 6. I was worrying about stuff. And we all been there. I'm telling you what I did so you understand that you're not the only one. Because most preachers will never tell you that they worry about stuff. You know, but I want to tell you what I did so you know that you can do the same thing that I did. And you know, and it doesn't matter. You know, and I don't care if you're the one that screwed up. God still wants to help you. He still wants to meet your need. So he says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Because you know what? I'm sure that time and time again, he's met your need. And you know, and once again, your need might not be financial. But it doesn't matter whether it's financial. In fact, I know some people that only ask God for financial needs or physical needs, but there's other needs that they might need. Ask him for whatever you need. All right? You know, verse 7 then, it goes on to say, it says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Notice it doesn't say we're going to experience God's peace after the needs met. It says we're going to experience God's peace after we ask him. Why we're going to experience his peace? Because we're going to put him in control of our needs. And once we put him in control of our needs, you know what? It's not about you worrying about it. It's about you thanking God to meet your needs. You know, once one time after I've asked him for my need, then all the other times I thank God that my needs are met by Christ Jesus. Why can I thank God? Because I know he's on the case. All right, he's on the case. Yeah, but how is he going to do it? I don't care how. God has almost 8 billion people that he can use to meet my needs. Yeah, but they don't know you. They can look me up on Facebook. I'm there, public profile. You can look me up. All right? Or even better, go to Cash App. Just kidding. I'm not going to give you my Cash App thing because I'm not like that. Some people would right at this point in time. But anyway, you know, someone said, what is Cash App? Okay, for you older folks, just Google that. All right, what a Cash App is, and you'll figure that out. There's also Venmo and other things as well. Some of you might understand PayPal, but PayPal, unless it's friends and family, they'll charge you money to give. All right? But you know what? If we would worry less and ask God more, then we're going to experience peace in the middle of our storm. Why? Because our God's good. Because our God cares. Because our God wants to meet our needs. Now, I got a couple more scriptures that I read. Now, I'm talking about my journey. Maybe it's not your journey, but you know, these are things that I did a couple days ago. Because I had some things that were really bothering my head, and it kept bothering my head. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you that since I laid these things out, I've had other bills that have come forth. You know, anybody have these automatic bills that bring things out of your thing and you're like, man, I forgot about that one. Forgot about that one. Yeah, I just checked my account this morning and $75 went out to pay to St. Francis. Well, praise God for St. Francis, but my first thought was but you know what? No, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry. Because my God shall meet all my needs. He'll supply all my needs. You know, it doesn't really matter. All right, Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, starting with verse 7. Some of you might want to read Matthew 7, 1, but that's a whole other sermon. All right, Matthew 7, 7 says this, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask. Ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find it. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Verse 9, and this is where I really want to get to. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him. Man, our heavenly daddy is up there and said, you know what? I see that you're stressed out over that. Please just ask me. Yeah, but he knows I need it. Yeah, but see, what happened was there was a thing called Genesis. Remember Genesis? Anyone? Not the car. Okay, there's a car called Genesis. There's a diet. All right, but I'm talking about the book of the Bible. In the beginning, you know, when God created the heavens and the earth and Adam and Eve and all these things. And so when they ate of the tree of life, see, but before that point in time, they didn't have choices. You know, they were with right standing with God all the time. But then we started having a choice because, you know, God knows that many people in this earth need to get saved. But he doesn't make them get saved. Because we have, you know, we're free moral agents. So we can ask and receive, or we can not ask and just do without. But God's up there saying, ask me, ask me, ask me, please ask me. I want to meet your need. Just ask me. Please, 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 pretty please, with circle on top, ask me. I have all the power. I have all the ability. I want to meet your needs. I want you to have more than enough. I don't want you to have enough. I want you to have more than enough. I want you to experience the real El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. See, our Bible talks about many times about pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It talks about having plenty. And Paul says, hey, man, I got more than enough. I don't need you church or any other church to send me money right now or any gifts. I got plenty. Our God is more than enough. And he's up there saying, please just ask me. And you know what? If you ask me for bread, I'm not going to give you a stone. I mean, I'm not going to be that. I mean, your earthly father wouldn't do that. Or if you ask for some fish, I'm not going to give you a snake. Now, I know some people are like, well, I've ate snake before. Yeah, but I'd rather eat a fish. Plus, it's a whole lot easier to deal with the fish than it is a snake. Well, okay, because how many times have you ever seen on Facebook, hey, this snake was in my yard. You think it was venomous? You think it was poison? I don't know. I'm not a good snake person. I don't really know. So I'd just rather not even find out. And I know they tell you rattlesnake tastes like chicken. I'd just rather have chicken. Because chicken tastes like chicken. I actually had rattlesnake one time. It didn't necessarily 100% taste like chicken, but, you know, maybe close. But I'd rather have chicken. You know, I'd rather have fish than a snake. But how much more will our Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? We have not because we ask not. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. See, God wants to meet our need. Just tell him what your need is. What do you need? And I, you know, it might not be financial. Maybe you need healing. Well, just ask him. Maybe you have some emotional things that you haven't been able to get rid of. Just ask him. Now, it is interesting. Once again, going back to Philippians 4:4, it says once we or Philippians 4:6 and 7, it says once we ask him, then we can have the peace of God that passes all understanding, because we can live in peace. Now, what do you understand? Once we start having peace about it, the devil will still be knocking and say, hey guys, I just want to let you know your need hadn't been met yet. Yeah, but see, I've already passed the ball. I've already passed the ball. It's no longer in my hands. You know, because see, if I shoot the basket, I might not put it in the hoop. But I've given the ball to the best one on the team. Now, one of my friends I went to college with, he actually has 2 championship rings with the Chicago Bulls. He played with Michael Jordan. I should say, he barely played much with Michael Jordan. He sat the bench a lot. He was drafted second round by the Chicago Bulls, and he actually has two championship rings, and he did get in the game sometimes. But he told me this. He says, you know, anytime we had a big game, sometimes when they would, ever seen those huddles, they huddle up, and Michael would say, give me the ball. He wanted to have the ball because he wanted to put the pressure on himself. But you know what? God is saying, give me the ball. I'm not going to miss the basket. I'm not going to miss the field goal. I'm not going to miss. Because whenever I have the ball, I can take care of your situation. Just give me the ball. What do you mean? Ask him. Say, God, these were my needs. Here. Pass it over to him. Let him take care of it. So you say, God, and then the devil's going to say, well, yeah, but your needs are still there. It's been 2 days. Your delivery hasn't came in. It's been a week. It's still not in. It's been a month. And you're still waiting. I think God forgot about you. No, if I'm having the peace that passes all understanding, I'm not worried about that because I know that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I know that my God, the same God that supplies Paul's needs, the same God that supplied Abraham's needs and Isaac's needs and Jacob's needs and Jesus' needs and the disciples' needs and everybody else's needs is supplying my needs. And I'm not worried about it. No, my God has the ability. So why am I worried? I'm only worried if he doesn't have the ability. But all we got to do is ask. A couple more scriptures. John 14:13-14. This is what Jesus said. It's red letters in your Bible. John 14:13. It says, you can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. So that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Just ask him. See, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we just have to ask for anything by his name. See, that's why when we pray, we always say, in the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. Just ask him. And he told us already, twice. You realize they say whenever you repeat yourself that you're trying to emphasize something. And he says, whatever you need, just ask me, and I will bring it to pass. Just ask me. Just ask. It's not hard. Once again, you have not because you ask not. You know, there's many times in the earthly world that we live in that people don't want to ask somebody something because we're afraid they're going to say no. But you realize until you ask them, you'll never know whether they'll say yes or they'll say no. But here's the thing, when it comes to God, he's never going to say no. Well, you know, I want to meet your needs, but I don't get paid for till like 4 or 5 days. Maybe after that, I'm going to pray about it and see if the Lord, see if I can't say the Lord, see if I want to lay it on my own heart to meet your need. He didn't say that. He just says, ask me. Ask me. Now, like I said, that's why 2 days ago, knowing all this stuff, I know all this stuff. I've been heard all this stuff since I was born. But sometimes we forget because we're so busy looking at all the things that are coming at us that we forget that we serve the God of the universe. The God of the universe. Now, there are some of you that might be here and says, Craig, well, things are going really, really, really well in my life. I don't really need anything, but there's a few things I want. Can I get those too? Well, there's a couple of verses. We'll read Psalms chapter 37. I'm going to read this from the New King James. Psalms 37:4 says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to him, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." So you know what? Maybe things are doing great, but you would like a new car. Or you would like something. You know what? God says he wants to give you the desires of your heart. Not the desires of his heart, desires of your heart. There's some things that you desire. Ask him. I actually talk about this in my first book, The Power of God, for some of you who speak Spanish, Poder de Dios. It's out there, available, also available online. And I talk about how I ask God for some golf clubs that I did not need, golf clubs that actually, frankly, once I got, didn't really help my game that much. They were golf clubs that I wanted. And you know, and I was sitting there because I'm thinking, you know, here's the thing. I wanted the golf clubs, but remember, once again, I talk about budgeting. It wasn't in my budget. I know my wife doesn't want those golf clubs. Doesn't care whether we ever get the golf clubs. Would tell me, hey, you already have golf clubs. Just use the ones you have and be happy. I wanted new ones. All right. And because I was playing golf a lot. Now, I don't play golf that much and I don't care. In fact, I bought a new set of golf clubs 2 years ago. And I played golf one time since I've bought them. But I got them on eBay. Good deal, actually. They were brand new. But I really haven't used them that much because my priorities have changed. Nothing wrong with playing golf. You know, it just takes a while. And it's hot sometimes. I need to use my new golf clubs. They're not new anymore, but my slightly used golf clubs. But you know, whatever we desire in our heart, God wants to give us. So whatever it might be. Because I've heard people say, well, you know, if it's not something you need, you can't get. You know, that's so rude. So rude for you know, there's starving people, you know, in certain Africa or India or whatever, and you're believing God for golf clubs. You know, But I want golf clubs. God loves me. And you know, why can't I have golf clubs? Now maybe for you, maybe it's a new dress or shoes. You see, shoes is universal things because I found out women like shoes and guys like shoes. All right, so maybe it's shoes. You know, and you know, I'm not talking about Walmart shoes here. We're talking about some shoes, or for maybe some of you women, some of these purses are pretty expensive, and your husband might not need those purses. You know, it's funny, they don't need those purses until there's something that they need. They're like, hey, honey, do you have that? Now, I don't know if this ever happened to you. I've actually been somewhere, my wife's like, hey, Craig, do you have this? And I'm like, I don't carry a man purse. If it doesn't connect to my phone or I can't fit in my pocket, I don't have that. And then she's like griping at me like, how come I don't carry a pocket knife? And people have given me pocket knives, and I've given a lot of pocket knives away to the nice people at the airport. The pocket knife collector people. Has anyone done that? You know? And so I've been given pocket knives since then, so please don't go out the door, hey, I want to give you my pocket knife. I have like three of them at home. The reason, because once I get used to putting it in my pocket and always have it in my pocket, then, you know, it's always there. And I go on a trip and I get to the airport. I'm thinking, man, you know, I'm not going to call my wife to have her come back so I can give her this dumb night. I mean, it's not that worth it too much. Happy birthday, you know, whatever they are, agent. You know, or just throw it in the trash can or whatever. So I just don't carry a pocket knife very much. And I don't know how many times my wife has asked me for a pocket knife and griped me for not carrying one because I can fit that in my pocket. I said, no, but I have keys. And see, I have this Ford truck key right here. This is my pocket knife right here. See how big it is? I mean, I've used it for a pocket knife I don't know how many times, this Ford truck key right here. So just get you a Ford truck key that's really long, and it works well. It opens boxes, all kinds of things. So anyway, see, God supplied my need through the key of a truck that I hardly ever use. Anyway, it's actually in Oklahoma City right now because it's our truck that we pull our race trailer with. But I like the key because it's big. So back to my first thing. My God shall supply all your need. I want you first of all to understand that your personal God, he wants to supply all your needs, and all he wants you to do is ask him. It's just that simple. And you know, don't be like me. Well, I mean, sometimes when I tell you to be like me, but don't be like me this past week or so that have been getting kind of freaked out about some of my needs. You know, but here I'm getting freaked out. I know what the Word of God says, and I never even ask him. I never even sat down to ask him because I was too busy trying to figure out in my own mind how I was going to finagle this and finagle that and borrow from this and borrow from that and pay back this and pay back that. And then I'm like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of all this stuff because I know the Word. And the Word says, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Well, I hope that helped you. It helped me, and I just re-preached this to me again, you know, and maybe we should re-preach this every day. Every time that you get a bill that you didn't expect and it wasn't on your budget or it cost more money or whatever or you decided to use more data than before and, you know, they hit you with one of these things, remember, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Just ask him, and he will supply your needs.